From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. With the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, the issue of LGBT discrimination in healthcare has been brought to the national stage. Even though there are many anti-discrimination policies in place, many LGBT individuals still face prejudice when seeking care. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has more.
Sarah Warblow is the legal director for the Human Rights Campaign, a national LGBT advocacy organization. Warblow says many LGBT individuals are hesitant to seek care based on a history of discrimination by healthcare providers.
We've even had stories where transgender people go into a hospital for something like a broken ankle and are told by hospital staff, "You're transgender, I don't know how to take care of you, so please leave."
Warblow says hospitals on both coasts lead the country in inclusive healthcare practices. But she says the rest of the country has some catching up to do.
Many sections of the Midwest, the South, and the Plain states, there still exists an incredible need for consistent, reliable protections.
Public policy manager Andrew Shaughnessy of the Missouri LGBT advocacy organization PROMO says his state is stepping up. Thanks to changes at urban hospitals, Missouri's ranking in the Healthcare Equality Index jumped from 37th in the nation to 6th in just 1 year. But Shaughnessy says even in his state, much more needs to be done.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals experience poorer health outcomes than their heterosexual peers, and that's because of the history of discrimination, stigma, and really the lack of legal and public policy support.
Both Shaughnessy and the Human Rights Campaign say the best way to combat discrimination is by educating healthcare providers, many of whom receive little or no instruction on LGBT issues as part of their training.
The Missouri Foundation for Health, and in 2012, they cited that medical students and providers only receive 5 hours of education around LGBT issues, and a lot of that time is focused around HIV/AIDS, which is only a piece of the huge puzzle that makes up the health of the LGBT community.
While Missouri might seem like a model state for LGBT healthcare, inclusive practices aren't present in all parts of the state. Of the 19 Missouri hospitals listed as leaders in LGBT healthcare by the Healthcare Equality Index, only 5 are located outside the state's larger metropolitan areas. Warblow says this rural-urban divide is common in other states as well.
Certainly where there are statewide laws that prohibit discrimination, then you're going to see a greater degree of consistency regardless of where the hospital is at. But in places like Missouri that lack those statewide protections, cities really have been leading the way on LGBT non-discrimination.
Now that hospitals in major metropolitan areas are doing more to guard against LGBT discrimination, Shaughnessy says it's time to focus on rural healthcare providers.
LGBT people are everywhere, and we access healthcare in every part of the state, and so we must include these welcoming policies.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.